This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
We're highlighting a small Irish business that's built on creativity, care and cosy moments. James McCudden is the mind behind Blackthorn Candles, which is a hand-poured candle brand that's based in Galway. Originally from Monaghan, James creates natural soy candles and wax melts in small batches, handling everything himself from design to delivery. And he joins me now to chat about building a small business from the ground up and the craft behind Blackthorn Candles as well. James, welcome to iRadio's group chat. For anyone who hasn't come across Blackthorn Candles before, how would you describe the brand and what you make?
So I hand make my soy wax candles in small batches just here in Galway. The thing that really sets my candles apart from others is the collections that I have. So I have my classics collection, which is like amber jars. They're more kind of like a perfumey kind of scent, your classic scents in there, like fresh linen, that kind of thing. But then I have a full cocktail range. So they come in cocktail coupe glasses and they look and smell like the cocktails that they're supposed to be. I also have a collection of whipped wax coffee candles. So they come in glass mugs. And again, they look and smell like the coffees that they're supposed to represent as well. So they're really, really giftable. And they kind of set me apart from other brands.
It's such a wholesome thing, I think, to have a candle making company, can I just say, because I am absolutely obsessed with candles. But I know you've said in the past it all started with a love for cozy evenings and just great scents. When did that turn into the idea for a business?
So it started back kind of towards the end of COVID, when everyone was doing random hobbies at home. This is the one that I kind of stumbled into, and it kind of just progressed. Like, I always loved candles, and then so making your own candles and getting to pick the scents and like really make it your own, that's kind of how I got started into it. I'm about 4 years into it now. It's my full-time job since Christmas last year, and I suppose the thing that has really made it possible for me is I also do candle making workshops. So they're kind of like the perfect like date night or girls night out. It's really, really, candle making is really chill. So it's a nice process. There's loads of little breaks for like chatting and getting a drink and all that kind of thing. So that's kind of helped me to do it full time as well as doing the markets.
I'm sure starting a small business though was incredibly daunting. What were the first steps that you took to go from making it your hobby turned business?
It kind of all just happened, I don't know, kind of naturally. I just was making them, and the more I got into it, the more I wanted to do it. And I started doing the Tiny Traders, which is a local market here in Galway. And the more I did it, the more I talked to people and like how excited they were to see the candles and just getting the feedback and stuff. That's kind of what pushed me to be like, this is really what I want to do. And yeah, that's how I got here.
I know you do literally everything yourself, from pouring and packaging to the labels to the website. What has that experience been like?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the best part, is that every part of each candle is literally handmade by me. I designed the labels, and as well, like, because they're poured in small batches, they're all kind of like really curated and carefully made. So it's kind of like, I don't know, the process for me is just the most relaxing thing ever. And then when I get out and I get to sell them, then that's kind of like the exciting part, where you're kind of chatting to people and meeting people who love your candles. And the same with the workshops as well, like meeting people and getting to teach them how to make candles. It's just like, yeah, it's what makes it all worth it for me.
I know that you use soy wax as well, and you source your materials from Irish suppliers where you can. Why is it so important to you to keep the process eco-friendly and supporting local businesses as well?
Yeah, so definitely when I started, it was something that I had to think about, kind of like, I suppose, what materials you want to use. But definitely I wanted to use Irish suppliers where I could. I think obviously me wanting people to support local businesses such as mine, it's important for me to do that as well. So I get all of my wax, all of my jars, the majority of my scents as well are all from Irish suppliers. And like that, then when I chose to use soy wax. Like, I did a lot of research into the different kinds of wax and like what's best to use. So soy wax is probably up there in the most kind of like, it's environmentally friendly, vegan friendly, they're asthma friendly and pet friendly as well. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And that's kind of where I wanted to come from with my business.
What do you enjoy the most about meeting customers face to face? I know that people might recognise you from the Tiny Traders Village, the Pride Markets, or as you said, the candle making workshops. But what's the best bit about meeting people on the ground?
I just love chatting to people. I've always worked in customer facing roles. I was in hospitality for years, and that was kind of always my favorite thing about work, was the people. Obviously during COVID, when I got started with this, there wasn't a lot of interaction, so I was really like kind of craving to get back out there and just kind of chatting to people. The candle making workshops are my favorite part, because you get to have a proper laugh with people. You know, you get to chat to them, figure out like kind of why they're there, what they're doing. You're just nearly always someone like celebrating a birthday or something like that. So it's kind of just, it's really nice, especially when you work kind of on your own as well. So I love getting out and chatting to people, because I don't have that really when I'm making the candles. It's just me.
Do you have any upcoming events that you're looking forward to at the minute?
Yeah, so we're coming to the end of the season. So I'm in the Tiny Traders every day. We're here in Edward Square in Galway, in the old New Look building. So I'm here every day doing the market, but I also have two workshops coming up. I have one in the Connaught Hotel on Wednesday, and then I have one in the Wickham in Limerick on Thursday. So that's kind of the last few bits I'll be doing this year.
What has been the most rewarding part of running Black Pouring Candles this year for you?
I think the move to working for myself, to do this full time, that's been like the best part for me. I love the freedom that it gives me, and I'm just absolutely delighted that I'm able to do it as my full-time job, to be honest.
Well, if people are listening this evening, how can they find out more about Blackthorn Candles?
So if you're in Galway, pop into the Tiny Traders. We're in the New Look building, but my website is blackthorncandles.net. All of my candles are up there, and the tickets for the workshops as well. If you can, get your orders in before Thursday, because I think that's the last day for guaranteed posts before Christmas.
Well, James, thanks so much for all of that information. Wishing you a very cozy season with all of your candle making and everything. It's the perfect time of the year really to be making candles, I'm sure, coming up to Christmas, and wishing you all the best in 2026 as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On